The red vestment that I am wearing was a gift from my father's parents shortly after I was ordained a priest 13 years ago tomorrow. I'm now a teenage priest, I suppose. It is a gift from one who loves me. It is a gift that reminds me of who I am. It is a gift that reminds me that I have work to do. And it is a gift that helps me to stand before you as a sign of the kingdom of God and the presence of Christ the Savior. It is amazing that fabric and thread can say so many things. It's graduation season. And I wish I could be at all of the graduation ceremonies for the young people in the parish. But, of course, the Lord gave the gift of bilocation to St. Padre Pio and not to me, so that's not really possible. But the graduates come to the ceremony dressed in caps and gowns. They come to the ceremony dressed in signs of their achievements. But the graduates know that their achievement is not only theirs. It is a gift from the sacrifice of parents and grandparents and teachers and administrators and classmates. The caps and gowns that the graduates wear are signs of the sacrifice of people who love them. The caps and the gowns remind these graduates of who they are. The caps and the gowns remind them that they have work to do. It is amazing that fabric and thread can say so many things. For example, receive this white garment as a sign of your Christian dignity. It is a gift from the one who has loved you from all eternity. It is a sign that the all-powerful Father and the crucified and risen Lord have sent the Holy Spirit upon you. It is amazing that fabric and thread can say so many things. On this feast of Pentecost, we celebrate the great gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the love of the Father and the Son is given to you and to me. The gift of the love of the Father and the Son is given to you and to me in the waters of baptism. The gift of the love of the Father and the Son is given to you and to me in the waters of baptism, in the anointing of confirmation, and in every celebration of every sacrament. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to you and to me to remind us of who we are. The Holy Spirit reminds each of us that each of us is a beloved child of the Most High God, more precious than fabric and thread is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reminds us that we have work to do. We have the holy work of building the kingdom of God and the reign of Christ the Savior in this community. The Holy Spirit strengthens us to do the work that we have been given for. We are not simply told that we have work to do and then abandoned. The Holy Spirit carries out His work through us. The Holy Spirit invites us to be part of the work that He is doing. And so the Holy Spirit reminds us of who we are. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have work to do. The Holy Spirit strengthens us to stand before the world as a sign of the presence of God. For we are not made of fabric and thread, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I become like the apostles and the great witnesses of faith from generation to generation. We have been claimed and named and sent with the Spirit. And now the Spirit draws us to the table of the Savior. In the prayer of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, heaven breaks open and the holy presence of the Holy God surrounds us. Here we will be fed so that we can be led by the Spirit to bring the good news of God's love to the whole world. Amen.